Okay, it's first intermission here at La Boheme at the Soho Theatre, and I'm here with Johnny Fox. And, well, John, what did you think? Did it remind you, did you find it believable, rather, that we were in a Soho squat?
Yeah, the set's very realistic. It's a cheap student flat, or it's a flat above a shop in this part of Soho. Very credible. You can quite believe these rather scruffy studentish people are about to set fire to their furniture on Christmas Eve to keep warm. Although you think,
did you identify with any of this?
No, not the one who was writing on his Apple MacBook. I think he might have gone out and pawned that really before he set light to the landlord's fixtures and fittings. But you never know.
You know, it's writer's tools these days. But
yes. Yeah. And also, he doesn't really look like a starving writer because he is possibly 5'10" and 24 stone. Sorry, that's £280.
No, the KFC bucket meal has gone down in price.
Actually, I thought they were having the fire in the KFC bucket.
Yeah. But we're enjoying... I think, you know, it's one of the things that's nice about this is that there's an emotional connection, even if there's not a blend that we're having.
No. It's absolutely true. I mean, the great thing about La Boheme is it's almost indestructible. You can break it down to this very casual production and identify it in any working class location. But the music holds up, and it really is quite lovely. It is
lovely piano playing.
Lovely piano playing, yes. It is just a bit unfortunate that Mimi and Rodolfo aren't very well matched, either as physical specimens, because she's quite slight and he's enormous, or because his voice is really stentorian. It doesn't seem to have any kind of volume control.
Mm. Yes, but, you know, apart from that...
And the seats are hard.
The seats are hard. And we're standing out here on Dean Street, aren't we? And it's freezing. So we should go back in.
Yes, definitely. You're clutching that iPhone like your tiny hand is frozen.